Welcome, damage dealers and desert dystopians, to D&D and Big D, where we put the D in D&D. We're a group of seasoned folks who play through published adventures and review them in a postmortem. Stay tuned as we will also be inviting special guest PCs from other podcasts, content creators, and many of the RPG personalities out there. Hi, I'm Kilkenny, your halfling champion gladiator. In this one-shot 10th level adventure, we will be playing through Old Gus's Thunderdome by the Dear Dungeon Podcast. You can follow them on Twitter at Dear_Dungeon. Our special guest PCs are Brent and Rory from the very new, fresh out of the box, Two Dungeon Masters podcast. You can follow them on Twitter at Two Dungeon Masters. That's T-W-O. Now, prep and prime your weapons, summon your plucky familiars, and rev up your fungin as we listen to Old Gus's Thunderdome by Dear Dungeon Podcast.
Okay, so y'all remember Aledra from our Tiburon group?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's actually going to come by and hang out, and what I'll probably have her do is just log on from her phone or something, and she'll just listen to it that way, I think. So, Brent, yeah, you're more than welcome to jump in at any time, dude.
Okay, I didn't want to be rude and interrupt. Hi, guys.
No.
Hey.
Hi.
Nice to meet you guys. What's up?
Can we get you a little bit louder, Brent?
Yes, absolutely. You tell me when you're happy.
Keep going.
That's our safety word around here.
Keep going. Okay, one second. I'm going to turn my gain up. Maybe my gain. You just tell me if I'm getting louder or not. It should be getting louder, I hope.
Yeah,
you are getting louder.
Okay, okay. Right there? We're good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, I'll try. I'm usually a loud person, so I keep my stuff down low, and I don't want to blow anybody's eardrums because I'm horrible.
Don't worry, we're all loud here.
Okay, yes. Good. Then I'm right at home. Nice.
Yes.
We're all very loud.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right. I think, Rory, did you squeak in, man? Rory, baby, you there, buddy?
He's on, but not on.
I'll check his audio stuff. I'll be right back. He's just in another room, so give me 1 minute. Sorry about that, guys.
No worries, man. Take your time. Wow, that sounds really good. Hey, there he is. He's about to go check on you, bud. Rory, I just saw Rory's little thing spike up a little bit.
The dragon turtle.
Yeah, I got you, bud. Got you in there, Rory.
Is the volume good for you guys?
Kitty?
Yep.
Yep.
Cool. Okay, so we have two DMs. DM number one and DM Alpha. Got it.
Nailed it. Muy perfecto. There.
This spotlight, let me put it back on y'all, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Tell us about y'all.
Oh, shit. Rory, you want to start? I can talk for hours is the issue, and it's not even, like, important stuff. I'll just ramble on and on and on, because I'm an idiot like that. But, Rory, you wanna kick it off? Let me know about you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, good point, because I was listening to y'all's podcast a little bit, and... I want to hear Rory's sexy voice, man.
Yeah, isn't that nice? He sounds good on a mic. I'm going to shut up real quick. Go ahead, Rory.
Well, I don't know where to go from there, but...
start from the beginning. How did y'all come up with Two Dungeon Masters?
Well, actually, it was Brent who reached out to me, and as he's like, hey, Rory, I have this idea. Would you like to do a podcast with me about Dungeons & Dragons? And I was like, well, sure. You know, I got to thinking about it, and on the way home or whatnot, I was like, man, why'd you reach out to me? One of the things he had mentioned is just that him and I have sometimes opposing, but sometimes just very different views of how we look at Dungeons & Dragons or interactions with people. My understanding is he wanted that difference of opinion instead of just that, yes, man, yep, I agree. That way he brings that diversity that D&D is.
Right on.
That sounds right.
Yeah, so
give him the Nobel Prize. My God, that is a speech.
I see why he's the quiet one. Damn, Mr. Zen over here, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Are you our wizard?
No.
Hey, you guys are going to be really disappointed in our class, Joy.
I've very much had my fill of spells over the last 6 months.
Uh-huh.
So, no, I will be a fighter.
Oh, good. Y'all are going to need it.
Yeah, I'm a fighter as well. So.
Holy shit! Oh.
I'm like level 10. This shit's real.
Yeah.
And the two landlubbers. Holy cow, who'd have thought?
Well, we can go ahead and drop the other bomb then, Brent.
Hey, that's fighter number three, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh boy, it's A-team all over again.
Oh my God. We're going to take so many hits. It's going to be beautiful.
And Jake, bring it home.
I am the warlock.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
There's our magic person.
Yeah, after the first encounter. Medic!
Rory, I hope you can post up next to somebody.
Wow. That depends on if they can even hit me, so.
Ah, nice. All right, very cool.
Oh, he's our greased-up death guy.
He's our greased-up death guy in a tank, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's the hope.
You can't catch me! You can't catch me! You are your next year!
Okay, so without further ado, as the French say, we are going to dive right into this this little gem of a 10th level one-shot. So this is called Old Gus's Thunderdome.
Hooray!
Yeah. So all of y'all have been hired by a local lord. You know, they're trying to rid themselves of this menace. You know, they just know of old Gus. He's been hitting a ton of caravans, a ton of merchant caravans up and down every known path out in this desert. And they're hiring y'all to go dispose of this problem. So where you find yourselves are actually in the middle of a desert. You're headed towards this really strange-looking monstrosity of a hodgepodge of a building out in the middle of the desert. The desert has become even more dangerous recently, in addition to the critters, the scorching heat, the freezing nights, the lack of water, and the sparse vegetation and sustenance. This menace has arisen. It's a large metal monstrosity, belching flame and thick black smoke, with Modron raining bands that herald its arrival. Again, the local villages have been ravaged, scarce resources have been plundered. Yeah, all the trading caravans refuse to cross into the isolated outposts out of fear of the new threat, and that's where you all come in. After a half day's travel, you see in the distance what must be your destination. Now, there's a different way to say this, but I'm going to say that the way I appreciate it. A butt belches out black smoke into the sky. In the side of the butt is a large iron door framed by rusty pillars that reach into the sky, ever burning at their tops. Actually, butte, but I like butt.
I know. Okay. I do too.
Anyway, so butte, what do y'all want to do?
Well, brother, I'd say we begin to investigate this massive metal door with these strange pillars of fire, and perhaps we make ourselves known. I'm sure they're more than open to civil discussion, you think, right?
Well, if they're not, we can make them be.
I appreciate that. How about you, my fellow compatriots? Thoughts?
I suppose we can knock.
Oh, just do whatever you want. I'm here for the ride.
Well, brother, let's go ahead and introduce ourselves, and Trilexol, there we go, we got there, or Trix, would like to approach that massive metal door. Is it sealed shut completely, or is it ajar at all? Or
it's sealed shut completely.
I think I'd like to knock.
And you go to knock, bang, 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 and there's dead silence.
Brother, I don't think you knocked loud enough.
Well, then perhaps you'd like to show us how it's done.
Well, absolutely. I'd like to take my Warhammer and just try to bust the door in.
All right, give me a strength check.
Come on, that one.
Nah, it may as well have been.
And that's how you start off a game.
12.
With a 12, you raise your weapon. Oh, correction. You swing it, you pull it back like a Louisville slugger.
Yeah.
Bong. There's a big reverberation and still nothing.
You see, brother, that's a loud knock.
All right, fair enough. That was much louder than my attempt. Friends, perhaps there's you have an idea?
Maybe there's another entrance somewhere.
Well, I'm all for finding that. I guess I will begin to head around the right side. Does the walls look scalable at all? Like you could climb up?
Not really. Okay. All the straight metal looks pretty metal-y and non-climbable. So you're headed towards the right?
Yes, I'm heading to the right.
Okay. Well, I guess, shit, pause. Let's introduce everyone's characters real quick. All right. Let's see. Let's hear that radio voice.
That's you, buddy.
Yeah.
he knows it, too.
That beautiful NPR tone.
So,
good times. Good times.
My character is a tiefling fighter. His name is Demakos. He is 5'8", 175 pounds. Very heavy built, thick built, wearing plate armor. He's lightning blue skin with silver eyes and white hair.
Nice. Next up, we'll just go in a circle. Who's next?
Go ahead. Am I sitting next to him?
In my mind, you are now.
Okay, so we got that started. All right, so my character is a female half-orc fighter named Sedilga Veincrusher. And she's 64 years old, retired, and bored. She wants to keep fighting and wants to die in battle. So she's basically taking up dangerous adventures, and if she dies, she dies. She just already had a good life on the battlefield. She's seen many of her fellow comrades die, and she's loyal to the end, but she's here to fight and defend. Yeah, she's a hardcore, like, old lady, half orc. So she sounds like she's falling apart, but she's 220 pounds of muscle.
Hell yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, Not bad for 64, huh?
Oh, picking up buses, good God.
Way to keep it iron tight.
Yeah, I know, right? Buns of steel forged in the mountains.
I am so glad you guys enjoy puns.
Oh, God, not this.
And she does have a nickname, CD Vane.
CD Vane.
Nice.
Yes. So if you feel that Sidilga is too much for you, is CD Vane.
All right. All right, Brent, you're up.
All right. Well, you've all met Tralexel and or Trix. He is a 6-foot-tall, 185-pound, red-skinned tiefling. Jesus. He has very, very long black hair, a set of horns that curve up from the front. They reach to the back center of his head, and then they kind of come forward again a little bit. He is really, what's the term? Devilishly handsome on purpose. He has used some things to adjust to make sure he stays with a youthful vigor in his skin. And he is a Battlemaster fighter.
Nice. Very cool. And last and least...
Last and least.
Go for it, bud.
She is flipping through her book, and then she looks up and is just, oh, are we exchanging pleasantries now? Is this to try and get to know one another? Oh, very well. You can call me Onasha. I am only 19, 5'2", 110 pounds, and I am the best thing that will ever happen to you. Oh, and this is my familiar. Chuckles.
Oh, hello, guys. How's it going? Hi.
Yes, he's obnoxiously friendly. Sometimes I want to kill him, but every single time I try, he just comes bouncing right back.
I sure do.
I guess we needed a plucky sidekick.
I like him.
That's what I'm here for.
No one asked you. I'm just from the fifth circle of the nine hells. It's just really smoky there.
Okay. I get Dude, it.
Holy cow, man. That's awesome. You should have told me about it. I would have given you the... what was it? The sidekick rules. I'll give it to you afterwards, man. That's perfect.
That's great.
Cool.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. Okay, so Trix, you are going around to the right.
Yes.
Roll me a perception check.
Roger that. Oh, good God. 6 plus. Yeah, do math here. Oh, hey, how about 7? Does that help?
6 plus 7?
Plus 1. Yeah, I get a 7.
Oh, either way, clear as day, you see a lever.
Oh, I would like to approach that lever and give it a nice, solid tug and say, brother, sometimes bronze is not required, it is simply brains, and I'm gonna hopefully pull that.
All right, roll for strength.
Okay, that's not so bad. 12, 30, 40, 15 in total.
It does not budge.
Damn it.
Demarcos will go ahead and go over to his brother.
Okay.
Clearly, it's stuck. It's not going to move. We should perhaps find another lever or a way of entrance, of course.
Right. I do believe there was a wizard. A wizard, could you come over here and...
I don't think
lever?
We need to bring other people into this.
First of all, wizard, no.
Onasha, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Onasha, would you please do me the pleasure of showing my brother how to pull a lever?
Well, you're probably going to be very disappointed at this.
Oh, not if you do it.
Oh, look at you. You learn quickly. All right, so with that, I am going to cast Mage Hand, and I'm going to use it to pull the lever.
Okay, your Mage Hand has to roll a strength check.
Cool.
Where is that D?
That is going to be a 17 months...
God, please tell me there's a minus on that.
There is. It's going to be a 16.
It does not budge.
See? Told you. Busted. No way around it. We'll have to keep looking.
So everybody walks around the entire butt, and y'all come back to that lever.
All right, look. I may have been wrong. I am going to get this lever to move. Can I give it one more go?
Hey, I say we made it a team effort.
Yes, actually. Chuckles, would you mind?
Oh, goody. Yay, I get to do stuff. She never lets me do anything, and I always feel sad about it, but I get to participate!
I don't see why she would ever let you not do anything.
Because he's an annoying pain in my ass.
Oh, well, that's fair, I suppose.
She's so mean.
All right, roll for strength.
All right.
Both of y'all.
Good God. How about a 9?
I got a 19. Does that do anything?
9 and 19. Total is 28. The lever goes flying.
How do you like that, brother?
And the door swings upward and inward. You hear the grinding and the rust being shaken off as it retracts into the ceiling.
Well,
I say we go in.
Yes, who would like to lead this wonderful band of adventurers into that great, daring, desperate maw?
Well, I by far know I do not have any issue with that.
No, I'll follow you wherever you go.
Okay. Are the rest of you joining us?
Yes, I believe I will be. Most curious about this place.
And I helped.
Shut up.
Let's move forward.
All right. Everybody, you enter a large hallway with a metal grate floor and the walls covered in pastel mosaics. These pastel mosaics form a large mural depicting a strange creature, its body a large orb with a single eye and large toothy maw in the center, with over a dozen tentacles sprouting from the top, each ending in a large eye. The mural depicts this creature in various ways, working on a large metal construct, flying over an army of Modrons, building a large tower, and working on a strange box with flames shooting out of it.
I believe I found a home for my place.
Yes, it is quite lovely.
Oh, very.
Does it play music?
Well, I can play music.
Oh, Lord.
That's not music.
Yes, that sounds more like nails on a chalkboard.
I can play that too.
No, please, God, don't. I say we continue to move forward. Brother, would you like to perhaps keep an eye out for any insidious traps or dangers that may spring upon us?
Well, I've never been one to be mindful of traps, but I mean, I can try for you, brother. Otherwise, if you just want me to walk forward. So is this room circular? Is it square?
Oh, no, it's just a straight, long hallway.
It's just a hallway.
Yeah, and you see up ahead, it bends to the right.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and move forward in the front, kind of at an average pace, being somewhat mindful of traps.
Okay, I'd like to be, I don't know, 15 feet behind my brother.
Okay, and everyone else is following suit?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, of course.
So, anyone checking for traps, or are you just walking on through, or what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
I will passively just be my eyes roaming, but not like, by any means, am I looking like crazy? I gotta find my passive real quick.
Domikos will go ahead and search for traps.
Okay, roll perception check.
16.
With a 16, you find no traps whatsoever.
Perfect.
All right, you continue on. As you round the corner, you see at the end of the hall a black iron colossus standing 12 feet tall, smoke billowing from every opening. It has noticed you, and in a grating, screeching voice that sounds as two metal bars scraping together, it screams,
"Intruder detected. Illumination protocol."
Oh, that's fine.
Let's roll for combat.
All right.
I should have done non-detection. Damn it.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
I know. Next time.
D&D. The classic.
All right, Demakos.
18.
Okay. And CD Vane?
15.
Trix?
15 as well.
Onasha?
17.
Okay. CD Vane and Trix, roll D6s.
D6i. Up.
3.
I'm sorry, that was a 3 and a...
4.
4. Okay. So, Trix, you go first. CD, you go next. Damn it. Every time I roll for the monsters, they always roll dead last.
Man, my curse is opposite. I get yelled at all the time when I DM because my monsters land between, like, 14 to, like, 25. It's a nightmare.
All right. So, this metal monstrosity is now going last. And I think just for the sake of moving the story along, we'll keep the same rotation as far as
initiative
goes, yeah. Cool. So first up is going to be Demaskos. You have the floor.
Okay. Does this construct, does he look like he's got a really firm base, or is he tipsy?
He's very firm based, very metallic, very big.
Okay. Demaskos would go ahead and... What's the distance between us?
So I will say there's 30 feet.
Okay. I'll go ahead and charge directly up to him and go ahead and make two attacks with my Warhammer. So the first attack is a 11 to hit.
That misses.
Second attack is 13 to hit.
That misses as well.
Okay. That'll be his turn. He'll just yell out, "Brother, get up here."
Coming. And then DM a quick ruling because I don't have anything on here and I thought I'd just check with you real quick. The rare weapon I do have is Flame Tongue, and it's a long sword Flame Tongue, but I noticed it doesn't tell me if it's a +1 or anything. I'm guessing it's magic, but noting that it doesn't have a +1 or 2 or any stat to it, I was wondering what's your ruling on that just real quick? And it makes no difference to me. I just want to make sure.
I will use your interpretation for that.
Okay. In my interpretation, I'm going to give it a +1 if that's okay, only because it's a magic weapon and I feel like most magic weapons that burst into flame probably count as magical with a plus one for most?
You know, right? As the special guest PC, that sounds 100% correct.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to play with you guys more often, and then you can give me worse rulings and be like, hell no.
You can try, I'm sure.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to join my brother here in the fray. Is it possible at all to flank to a position where it can we can harass it from two sides to get advantage at all? Or is it too large of a creature? Or do I not have enough movement to do that?
Let me see. If you're moving up 30 feet, I would have to say that you do not have enough room.
Okay, perfect. I just move up to the side, maybe about a 10-foot spacing if possible between me and my brother, but not enough to flank. And I would like to make my two attacks with just the longsword not ignited.
Okay.
So first attack, 18 plus. 8.
That hits.
Awesome. All right, hang on. I gotta do math. Now I'm all excited. I'm getting a little shaky. Hang on. Woo.
Take your time. If it's your first time, it's all right.
See here. So that's a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 11 damage on my first strike that's slashing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using it one-handed, so that's why it's a D8. And then second strike, that would be a total of 18.
Together?
10 plus 8. Yep.
Okay, got it. With that sword attack, you're able to get in some of the joints in between, like where its elbow is, and then another one in between where its upper torso and its lower torso meet, and you gash open a piece of, just little pieces of metal in there.
Oh, this thing is not made right. Oh my god.
Next up is Onasha.
Well, while they're going in guns blazing, I'm going to take a more strategic approach, and I'm going to start by staying precisely where I am, and I'm going to cast True Strike on Ooh. This construct.
All right.
And just for the audience, you point a finger at a target in range. Your magic grants you a brief insight into the target's defenses. On your next turn, you gain advantage on your first attack roll against the target, provided that this spell hasn't ended.
Okay. So how much do I give you? Which information on his defenses do I give you?
Looks like pretty much anything.
Okay. So roll me a... give me a flat roll, d20.
Okay. Looking at a 13.
The 13, you can tell that that metallic armor gives it an armor class of about 17. And it is a construct, so you assume that it has the same properties of, say, a golem. So you know it's a very hefty individual.
Mm-hmm.
And because as it also has all the rules of a construct that apply. For example, the immunities that it has as far as like being charmed, you know, being exhausted, poisoned, all that stuff. And that's about all you get with a 13.
Okay. Well, I do believe I am out of my element as far as magic is concerned, so I'm just going to try and help out a little.
All right. So is that it for your turn?
Yeah, that's it. They're kind of in the way.
Awesome. Next up, CD.
Yes?
You have the floor.
Oh, boy. She's standing beside Onasha, just kind of hanging out with her hand on her weapon, but she's not sure if she should jump in or not because this looks baffling to her. So I'm going to step aside for my turn for now while I figure out my strategy.
You're going to hold your turn?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Holding your turn. Next up is this metallic monstrosity. Seeing everyone in position, it opens up its metal jaw, and everyone sees this little hose spit out, and it covers everybody in this thick black oil, and I need everyone to make a constitution saving throw.
God.
I'm good at con, though, right? Come on. Come on, dice.
Wrong
team. 22 for me.
22.
It doesn't matter if I play or DM.
And tell me that's a nat one, baby.
I got a total of 6.
14 for CD Vane.
Nat 20.
Hey, there it is.
Hey. Okay, let's see. CD and Demakos, both of y'all are now slowed way the hell down.
As far as our movement goes, or?
As far as your movement goes, your speed is halved.
Okay.
And you take a -2 penalty to your AC and dexterity save throws. And so on your turn, you can either action or bonus action, but not both.
Okay.
Okay, and that's all we got. And for its second attack, it's going to make a slam attack right at Demako standing in front of him.
You're built for this, brother.
Wow, does a 21 hit?
21 is my AC.
All right, meets it, beats it.
Meets it, beats it.
For 17 damage, well, hold on, 17 plus 6.
Okay. As a reaction, he would like to see how this works and go ahead and cast Hellish Rebuke.
All right, go for it.
And that's 20 fire damage.
20 fire damage. Ooh.
And does it appear that it actually hurt it?
You can tell that some of the metal is starting to give a little bit, like starting to bow in a couple of different joints. Yeah, you can tell you're doing some damage.
Perfect.
Nice.
Okay, and that is it for him. Top of the order. Demakos, you have the floor again.
Demakos is going to move within 5 feet, still within his attack range, but within 5 feet of his brother, of Trix, and take a side swing with his warhammer on that spot that got opened up on his waist.
Alrighty, roll it.
21.
That hits.
Nice.
And that's 8 damage.
Okay.
I was just going to go with the second attack.
Okay, go for it.
That is a 14.
14 to hit?
Yes, 14 to hit.
You know, for the sake of story, I'm going to say that hits.
Hey, there we go.
Okay, that's his turn.
All right, what was the damage on that second attack?
12.
All right, so here's what I'm going to say. You see where that opening is, and the first hit, bam, you loosen it right up, and it starts to open viciously more. Like, you guys ever try to open up a can of green beans with a sledgehammer?
Okay, that's vivid imagery.
So that's what we're seeing here. So the first hit, you knock the piss out of that and you open up that hole. Doing so, you lowered its armor class in that region down just low enough to be able to get that second attack in there and cause that second amount of damage. Good job.
Awesome.
All right. Next up is Onasha. You have the floor.
All right. So given the context of my surroundings here, just how large is this construct?
12 feet tall.
It's 12 feet tall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
What do you want to do?
I may have an idea.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I did send you the PDF for the sidekick.
I saw that.
Cool. Well, at least that way you can maneuver Chuckles around if you wish to do that. Or do you want to hold your turn? You can always hold your turn.
Would you like CD Bane to go for you? Because I think she feels mad about getting sledge on her armor.
You know what? You actually held your turn from the previous round, so how about you do that now?
Alrighty. So, since Sledge has gotten all over CD Bane's armor, she's kind of miffed because she spent a lot of time making sure she repaired it and cleaned it. She likes to make sure it's just blood, not sludge. So, she's going to go ahead and start doing a running long jump and swings down her Morning Star on where the sledge came out on the creature.
Go for it. So right at its jaw then. Nice.
Yeah. Rolled a 18.
That hits.
Excellent.
So just the visual here, she's behind everybody and leaps over Demakos and Trix.
Brother, do you hear a missile incoming?
Roll that damage. And roll it at advantage since you're, you know, obviously leaping and you got your whole body behind that strike.
Yeah, just kind of anime style, drags it on the ground, and then when you finally leaves, she's bringing up over her head. Yeah, yeah, I think you know.
Yeah, let's roll advantage on that one.
So rolled a 7 plus 8, that's 15. To hit is plus 10, so 25.
That hits. Let's roll some of that damage.
6 plus 8, 14.
Bam. Oof, done.
You knock the jaw clean off of it.
Yes.
It's big metallic jaw. And we'll say this for the sake of story. Go ahead and take your next attack now for this round right here.
I have extra attack anyway.
Oh, goddamn.
Yes. Fighters, babe.
She's been at this for like over 30 years of her life. So just saying, she might know a trick or two.
Especially
when you take her off just right. It's like, messed up my armor. Okay, that sounded a little like Frieza a little bit.
Speaking of anime.
All right, so yeah.
All right, so now you've pretty much mounted its head.
Leveled my foot on top of his skull and then the other one on his shoulder and just kind of balancing there. So I'm going to swing for the back of the head.
All right, go for it.
Rolled a 15.
Is that plus your strength or your attack?
Oh, 18 plus strength, yeah. So okay. 18.
18,
yeah.
That hits.
All righty. Roll rolled 4 plus 8 plus 10.
Damn. Okay, you knock its head clean off. Yes. And it flies towards Onasha.
I got a present for you. Stuff that in your pocket.
Onasha, what you got? I was trying to buy you some time, dude. I'll get us a sigh.
No, it's because I really do hate to ask for this, but Chuckles.
You need me?
Can you just help them out, please?
Oh, boy. Okay. So I'm just gonna, I'm gonna hit it. I don't know where. Guys, where should I hit it? I'm all excited. I get to do something. Please. Where should I hit it? I'm gonna hit it. You know what? No, I'm gonna hit it in the shoulder. And so I'm gonna run up, and I'm gonna jump at it, and I'm gonna attack the motherfucker.
You sound like a really angry Muppet.
That's exactly what in my head. That's what I'm seeing. Just like a
the bunny foo-foo eater.
Animal. Yeah.
Okay. Roll it.
Rolling.
Oh, it's a 2, but I got a plus 3, so it's a 5. I yes. tried.
So where are you attacking the construct?
I'm going to hit his shoulder.
Okay, you latch onto its shoulder, but do no damage.
I start gnawing aggressively.
Is that the shoulder that C.D. Vane's standing on, or is it the opposite shoulder?
Yes.
Yes.
Which one is it?
Don't worry, I got him pinned. He can't go nowhere.
I don't even know how you think you're doing anything.
I'm doing a great job.
I think he's doing fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's the spirit you gotta respect.
He has a warrior's heart.
Truly he does.
And an idiot's mind.
The best part about him.
That's what makes him a good fighter.
You know, in every division, you always find one Forrest Gump in the group.
I was biting and biting.
I'm sorry, guys. This is great. Yeah. Too bad I have to kill you now.
Baba Chuckles.
Baba Chuckles. Okay, so with that, everybody, let's roll for a dexterity save throw.
Dexterity?
Dexterity.
Ooh, that's not good. Oh, that's a 3. So no matter what I add to it, I'm pretty boned. 5 in total.
Alrighty. And anybody who is under the effects of the slow sludge, you roll at disadvantage.
What if I have a remarkable athlete still?
You still have to roll.
Yeah, I know.
At disadvantage, yeah.
4.
There we go, on brand.
Onasha has a 17.
9.
And Asha, what'd you get?
17.
17. Ooh, the only one that's saved. Everybody else? 1, 2. Let me see. I need extra dice. There we go. Oh, I need that one too.
That always feels good when your DM says he needs extra dice. That's always a nice feeling.
Oh, I shit myself. 4. 8d6 fire damage of this hose that pops out of the neck of where its head is no longer there.
Oh no.
Oh, that sounded great. Oh my god, blood, that'd be a lot of ones.
Alright, so that's going to be 28 points of fire damage at everybody.
Okay.
In one swipe.
Okay, I do have fire resistance, being the red tiefling. I have fire resistance, so that's 14, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Any other tieflings in the house?
Yeah, I am. Democros is a tiefling.
Excellent. Everyone else gets the full 28. And it decides to use its next turn to do a slam attack on C.D. Vane to get her off his shoulders.
Is she within 5 feet of me?
Yes. 5 feet up. Yeah.
Okay. I would like to use, what is it?
Your maneuver.
Protection fighting style.
Oh.
And give disadvantage.
Okay. So let's do that.
Democros just pops out his shield and hits him in the main part of the body.
So the first roll is a 28, and the second roll is a 14. CD, do either of those hit you?
Which one?
14?
No.
Okay. It tries to move its hands up, and because it has no head, it has no sense of where you are, so it can't grab you for the slam. And that's it for the construct. Next up, top of the order, Demakos, you have the floor.
Okay, he will go ahead and... Oh, yep. He's going to put his shield away and use his great axe with two hands. Take another two swings.
All right.
Which is a 25 to hit.
That hits.
And that's 15 damage.
Okay. You feel it starting to buckle, like you are causing quite a bit of damage to this guy.
Okay. So instead of going for the waist, he's going to pop for the knee. Should have stuck at the waist. 13 to hit.
23 to hit?
13.
23? Your audio's coming in kind of crappy. Is it 23?
13.
All right, I heard 23. Giddy? Jake?
Yeah, I heard 23. That sounds right to me.
Gotcha.
Rory over there like, no, it's 13, damn it.
I'm a Marine.
That lawful shit.
Yeah, Marines have that special ability of not being able to communicate properly. So, yeah, I heard
math
23.
Is,
yeah.
Math is hard for them. They're great fighters. It's just numbers are hard.
Numbers don't make sense. Well, if it's 23, which it was, I got 14.
Very good.
There you go. Now you're learning.
He's getting there.
And the knee pops. It is now down to one knee. And let's see, CD Vane, make a very quick dexterity save throw.
Dexterity save?
Yeah.
Does that not count?
Roll 14. 14?
Yeah. With a 14, okay, you save. You're able to leap off of the shoulders and land behind it, and somehow you manage to have a cigar now that you're chomping out of your mouth. Alrighty, next up is Ramasha.
Don't look at me. Chuckles is the one that's having a good time here.
All right. Chuckles.
Okay, so like his shoulder is like it's really starting to hurt my teeth and but like I see an opening and it's in his head or it's where his head used to be. And so I'm gonna use my super mind powers and I'm gonna crawl down into the hole and I'm gonna just tear him up from the inside out.
Right, go for it.
Okay. Rolling with 21.
21, you're able to shuffle your way down its neck.
Yes, 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 yes. And I'm just...
All right. I'll tell you what, as far as damage goes, roll me 2d6s.
That's what I was going to do.
Oh, nice.
This could be a 4 and a 3. And then I also have my little special thingies. I get plus 3s to every single one of those. So I get a total of... 13.
All right, that is causing a ton of damage.
Of course that is. It's me.
And with that, yeah, I'm going to give it to you guys, man. You just wrecked everything inside of there. So Chuckles goes in there and starts ripping everything apart. Ginormous iron monstrosity then begins to implode in and of itself just because it's got several different cartridges full of more grease and more of that fire fuel and everything ready to go. And it starts catching on fire. Chuckles jumps out of there. Then everybody slowly walks behind it into the next area in slow motion as it explodes behind them.
Well, the sludge was slowing us down. So yeah, it's like real life slow motion.
Real life slow motion.
As the construct explodes, Demakos is going to high five Chuckles.
Is it the Top Gun high five where they go up and then down?
Yeah.
CD Bane just slings her warning star over her shoulder.
And when he goes for that high five, I go for a fist bump, and so it's all awkward.
And Onasha just shakes her head.
Onasha, I really like your little companion.
Well, if the contract limited that you could have him, then you could have him, but he's absolutely mine. Much to my dismay.
Onasha, could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Could I see those pretty little fingers of yours? You see, you need to break those nails to do some good.
Or I can just keep going the way I'm going and have perfect nails. I'll be just fine.
Okay, so for this next area, we have Let me see. In the room beyond, Modrons scramble about, working on various mechanical oddities. Built into the west wall is a raging forge, with small dual drones poking at the interiors with long sticks, trying hard not to get close enough to be melted. Another large metal door is built into the north wall, with two levers to the right of it, and the east wall is a small iron door. So immediately, all these Modrons and everything see everybody, and they go apeshit. You have four pentadrones, six quadrones, eight tri-drones, 12 duo drones, and 18 mono drones all running about getting ready to attack y'all.
Okay, yeah.
do we go backwards?
let's say that the iron door is slammed behind you and it's locked.
Well, ever forward.
Today is a good day to die.
Witness me.
So I think if we had an extra, I don't know, 5 hours or so, we can probably get through this entire thing. So I'm going to give you the quick version. Everybody roll me a D20.
Roger. Flat D20?
Yeah.
17.
11.
Okay.
13.
And CD, what you got?
20.
Natural 20?
Well, no, dirty 20. 18 plus 2.
How'd you get your plus 2? It was just a flat 20 roll.
Oh, okay, never mind. 18. Sorry. Thought we were rolling initiative. No. My dog was barking, so I was trying to listen.
Oh, yeah. Blame the dog. No, I'm kidding. Totally kidding. Okay, and so with that, all of those modrons explode. And in the process, you see that there are several levers scattered around the entire area. Who's the smartest one of the group?
Not me. I don't think.
We're going to take a wild guess and say it's Onasha.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. I mean, do you really have to ask?
For audio? Yes, I do. So, Onasha, roll me a intelligence check.
Intelligence check. Very well. I just got this upgraded today. And we are looking at a 19.
Okay. Ooh. With that, you're able to see them scramble around, and they each hit a certain lever at a certain sequence. You follow it, you get everyone else in a position, and everyone pulls a lever, opening up all the rest of the doors that were locked. And you see a storage room through the right door, and then it also opens up to a bigger area in front of y'all. Again, fast-forwarding through a little bit more, the door on the right leads into a storage area where you see large modular shelving units lining the walls, but between the various toolboxes and piles of scrap, you see more mosaics depicting the many-eyed creature in its strange metal contraption. You find a mimic in there as well. Y'all dispose of it fairly quickly, and here we go. In there, you find three different sets of arsonist armor. It's a plate mail armor made of twisted scrap iron, scorched black. The pauldrons twist into jagged spikes, and the entire thing smells like smoldering embers. On the back, there's a small tank that can be filled with 6 pints of oil. As an action, the wearer of this armor can consume 3 pints of oil to let forth jets of flame from the armor, blasting out from it in a circle within a 50-foot radius. These flames deal 66 fire damage to everything around it. Additional pints of oil can be consumed while doing this to overload the armor. So the flames deal an additional 1d6 fire damage for each additional pint of oil used. I will send everybody stats on that for all three fighters if they do choose to get into this armor.
Who wants it?
I do. I'm only wearing chainmail.
I would say go ahead after you see your quite heroic and terrifying leap that if anybody is suicidal enough to tangle with you, they deserve everything coming to them that you could possibly offer. I bow to you.
This is the glory I have sought.
Okay, so, Onasha?
Yes.
May I? I think I would like one of those.
Oh, very well. It's fine.
Yay! You're being nice to me. I'll take one as well, DM, sir.
All right. You put it on, and your head is poking out of this massive set of armor. How tall is Chuckles?
I am 2 feet tall and proud of it.
So what we're looking at is, what was it? It kind of looks like the Avengers, where Bruce Banner is wearing the Hulkbuster outfit.
All right, this out. Is awesome.
And there's one more set of armor. Anybody?
Brother, I mean...
I've been debating, but that is a bit of a downgrade from my armor.
Is it?
Yeah, I got full plate.
How do you get full plate?
Right? What that? What do you got?
I got chainmail.
I'll go with... Sure, I'll take it. How do I calculate my AC?
Yes. How about add plus 3 to whatever you got now?
Nice.
Okay. Sounds good.
You sure? I could go with plus 5 if you want.
No.
Just say when.
That unnerves me. It's like, take another five. You got stuff coming up. You're going to want it.
Okay, and let's see. All fighters, roll a perception check.
Roger. 14. 15.
5.
And 25. CD. 25. God, dog. Okay, so Trix, you back up and run into these three strange contraptions.
Oh,
they're made completely of metal. You're not sure what they are. You can tell that it has this other it kind of looks like a sword blade sticking out of it, but the sword blade has this strange kind of chainy looking metal type of sharp edges that goes along its entire edge and goes back into the strange box. Demacos, you're able to figure out exactly how to use it, and you quickly learn how to turn it on.
Okay.
And CD.
Yeah.
What these youngsters, you know, have in ability, they lack in experience. You remember the time whenever you were actually a slave to this lumberjack business, and you know it's a chainsaw.
Mm-hmm. I've seen accidents with these.
It's very cumbersome, and yet I'm drawn to it.
Oh, man.
So this is a strength-based weapon with heavy and two-handed properties and deals 46 slashing damage.
Oh my god.
I do believe this would be fitting for one of you two.
Agreed. How do you feel? I know you're very partial to murdering things, so it's up to you, but I admit it is a beautiful contraption.
That was to CD Vane, right?
Trix. Yeah, I'm sorry, that was to CD. If CD would like... Trix is saying if CD wants it, he is excited to see the work she can do with it.
Well, there's three of them.
Holy shit, also, there's three? Oh, yes. Yes, please.
One for each of us.
So, CD, you know how to use this machine. You know that there's three settings on it, three modes. Off, idle, and spun up. So in the off position, it'll take a bonus action to turn it on. You also know that it consumes a heck of a lot of oil, and it takes about one pint of oil to fuel its fuel tank. When in the idle position, as a bonus action, you can spin it up to use it. You can keep the trigger held down while doing so. You can't use your action for anything else besides using that action, that attack action with the chainsaw. It's a free action to allow the chainsaw to return to idle. While spun up, that's when you treat it as a heavy two-handed property weapon with 46 slashing damage. And y'all have three chainsaws.
I'm really excited to see what comes next. Not to be anyone participating in Bloodlust, however, and I begin to kind of shake and bounce up and down with it a little bit.
Well, right. I will take one, but perhaps Chuckles would like this too?
Oh, no thanks. I mean, you guys go right on ahead with your mechanical babble. I'm good using my claws and my teeth and my wits.
He's a sharp one, that's fair.
Definitely a lot of wit up in that.
Okay, Marcos will take one.
All right, so everybody walks into the next room. And y'all walk into, you step into a large room, and immediately two monstrosities in the middle catch your eye. Made of rusted scrap iron, they writhe with a wrenching, scraping sound that assaults your eardrums. They are large scrap obelisks with sharp maws at the top and long metal tentacles ready to grab and pull anything within their reach. And let's just go very quickly. We'll keep the same combination. This guy rolled a 12, still going freaking last. Alrighty, first up is Demacos.
Okay. He will bonus action second wind, which is a d10. Oh, that sucks. Okay, and then he's going to charge in. Are they within range, within 30 feet?
Yeah.
All right, so he will charge in and take two attacks with his chainsaw.
Alrighty, roll it.
First is... Oh, one second. That's a 15 to hit.
That misses.
Okay. Second attack is a 23 to hit.
That hits.
That would be 17 damage.
17 damage. With that hit, one of the tendrils comes grinding off. It's just metal on metal, and you just hear the screech. Sparks start flying everywhere, and that tendril is just on the ground. And you hear the big clank echo throughout the room.
Come on, brother. They go down easy.
That does look like a lot of fun, and I just want to rev my engine and just kind of make that, you know, scary horror movie sound where the killer gets their chainsaw amped up. That's how I'm feeling. Yeah.
CD follows suit so that it's a chorus of just chainsaw whirs. And she just gets this big evil grin on her orcish face.
And Chuckle smiles gleefully.
All right, Anasha, you are up.
All right, so would it be safe to say that the other obelisk is pretty far away distance-wise from the other one?
Yes.
Finally, I get to do something. So I'm going to go with the one that is not currently being fought, and I am going to cast Black Tentacles.
All right. Describe it for our audience, please.
It is a concentration spell that lasts up to 1 minute. Squirming ebony tentacles fill a 20-foot square on the ground that you can see within range. For the duration, these tentacles turn the ground in the area into difficult terrain. And when a creature enters the affected area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, the creature must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 3d6 bludgeoning damage and be restrained by the tentacles until the spell ends. A creature that starts its turn in the area is already restrained by the tentacles and takes 3d6 bludgeoning damage.
All right, so what do I roll?
You are trying to beat a dexterity 16.
So this guy has a 16 dexterity minus 1. So that's a 15.
Beautiful.
Well, here's what you see. It has this strange metal box on its back, and these two big flames shoot out from the bottom of it. And it begins to take off, and all of a sudden these tendrils, your tendrils, flip out and just nab it right out of the sky, pulling it down.
That's beautiful.
All right, so how, does it take damage right now or next turn?
The start of its turn.
Okay. Anything else?
I'm currently concentrating, but Chuckles, do you feel like doing anything right now?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Next up is Trix.
All right. Trix is going to, the one being pulled down, he would like to go for that one and give that chainsaw a sweet taste of justice.
All right, roll it.
All right. That's 8 plus 7. 15?
25.
25, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, 25. That's what I meant.
All right, that hits.
Awesome. That's 4 of these. 15 points of slashing damage as the chainsaw begins to grind and spit spark and fire against this wonderful mechanical monstrosity.
And you do that.
Awesome. I will then use my second attack. Actually, hey, you know what? I want to get someone else in on this right now. I haven't got to use any of my maneuvers yet, and I love maneuvers. I think I can get one of you guys to go. I forgo one attack of my attack action, use a bonus action, and direct an ally I can see or hear. The ally can use a reaction to make an attack and add the my superiority die to their damage. So can I use my commander's strike then to call out to CD Vane and encourage CD to get involved in this chainsaw madness?
I will allow it.
Awesome. I use my commander's strike, and that means, CD Vane, you can make an attack if you want to use your reaction, and then add a d10 on top of your damage.
Ooh, I like that idea.
He just calls out, CD, if you wouldn't mind, and I just gesture to the one in front of me.
And you're saying that as you have it revving inside of this thing's gullet?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's hard to hear me over the sound of it, that and just doing that whole thing, yeah.
All you gotta do is just kind of, like, nudge your head, and she's nodding back, and she's coming in.
That's awesome.
That grin hasn't left her face yet.
Well, I gotta find, like, all kinds of metal grinding sounds now for this one.
That's great.
Yeah, just do it over my shitty sounding rev rev.
All right, describe it for me. Let's do it.
All right. So roll a 16, and that's I'm using my strength, right?
Yep.
So plus 3, so that's 19.
That hits.
Okay.
Because you've already caused damage from the other attack, so. Yeah.
All right. So, what am I rolling for the chainsaw?
Chainsaw is 4d6.
4d6. 4 minus 6, I die. I only got 2. I need to work on this. So, 4 plus 6, 10, plus 5, 15, plus 2, 17. And then on top of that is a 1 die 10 plus 10?
Just 1 die 10.
1 die 10.
Yep.
Okay.
And I would say add your strength to that too. You're an orc.
So, another plus 3.
Oh my god, you're gonna chew right through it. fucking love fighters, man.
This feels like an Evil Dead movie.
It does.
Yes. Meets Mad Max Thunderdome. Oh, dude. We got to tell the boys.
Oh, awesome. They'll hear about it.
Oh, yeah. And with that, both of you have both your chainsaws in place, and all of a sudden, CD, you look over at Trix with your big grin. Trix, you give a wink, and somebody remembers, you know, there's a certain holiday that happens once a year where everyone gives thanks, and there's a certain bone where everyone makes a wish. And both of you roll an athletics check right now.
Hell yeah, let's go. Come on, this will be the only check that works for me, right? Come on, guys, this is the one. Every other check has been garbage. Here we go. That's so bad. 16?
16. CD, what'd you get?
10.
Okay. Trix, you get the bigger half.
Yeah.
You rip it apart.
And my wish is to continue to slay robotic monstrosities with my dear friends.
I feel so touched right now.
You know me, I'm a sweetheart, and I'm just just chopping through this thing. Awesome.
Awesome. And the thing separates with tons of grinding metal.
I've never seen a more beautiful sight, and I hug my chainsaw.
Awesome.
CD Vane lifts up the blade gently and plants a light kiss on the blades.
So let's go ahead and say that y'all slaughtered these two mechanized machines, disposed of them rather quickly with chainsaws. How would, let's go around first with Demakos. Describe the chaos that has ensued in there. You have 1 minute, go.
Okay, so with the chainsaws, it's sparking. He sees Trix and CD Vane next to him just demolishing, ripping that thing apart, chuckling, laughing. They're just laughing at it. Still kind of struggling, and then the chaos breaks out, and that's it.
Bitching. All right, and let's see. Onasha, go.
Well, while they're depending on their mechanical means, and they're doing so quite effectively, I've turned to the dark side of the arcane as more tentacles just keep on rising up as every time one of these obelisks try to lash out or get away from their chainsaws, my tentacles, all organic and cosmic in nature, just grab on, mercilessly pulling them closer and closer to the chainsaws. Just, you cannot escape this. You cannot fight this. You will submit and you will burn because of it.
Yeah, Tackle Slice it too, because it's just fun to watch.
All right, and I would also include, though, that Onasha, roll me a Constitution save throw.
Why?
Do it.
It's a 7.
All right. So with a 7, your skin actually begins to crack and fracture as like this black light starts permeating from in between there, just all around you. So you're trying to hold it together and you're focusing quite a bit. And with that, there is a bit of damaged tissue because of it. So now it kind of looks like you have black tattoos of just like lightning on your skin.
And I now have the feeling of ecstasy.
All right. And let's see. Trix, go.
As he sees all these tentacles are reaching and writhing and pulling down these mechanical beings closer to him, he begins to adjust to feel the weight of this new fascinating mechanical weapon, and he turns it kind of into this self-propelled, every time he swings and throws it, it carries him with, so almost like a weird messed up version of Thor's hammer as it just pulls him with, and he turns it into a madman's ballet of sparks and oil and whatever constitutes their blood as he just runs the teeth across the outer shell of these mechanical monstrosities, dismembering them at will with a sudden fondness and efficiency with his chainsaw.
Damn. All right, CD, beat that.
Oh, boy.
No pressure.
Sorry.
CD Vane cracks her neck loud as she twists her head and loosens up her shoulders, shrugs a bit. Wait, where should I go for? Should I go
totally
high?
Totally up to you.
Hello?
Follow me, CD. I'm sure you can impress us with your brute strength and skill, as I'm just kind of like doing a psychotic dance of spins and flips with this insane chainsaw.
Oh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre style. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. So she does a slight hop on her alternating feet and then proceeds to waltz with the chainsaw swing through the air like it's her dance partner. Imagine like a dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies.
Yeah.
Yes. As the sparks from Demarcus are flying in the background as it lights up for their dance.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It is art and poetry, emotion, some would say.
Yes, very much so.
Okay, so with that, it looks like everybody is heading into the Thunderdome. A large dome opens up before you with torches set up in a ring around the center. The entire thing is a sphere, you realize, built of scrap. Driving around the wall, you see him, Old Gus. A large gray beholder with orange glowing eyes. He's driving around on the wall in his mechanical monstrosity. Flames belch from the back, and he laughs maniacally. And turns his car to chase you.
That's unfortunate.
He's got a car.
Well, what looks like this metal object with rubber wheels on it, but essentially, yes.
Wow, cool.
That is a horrifying concept. A beholder that drives a vehicle. Good God almighty, not like this.
I must speak with him.
What would Ash do?
What would Ash do?
I don't have a boomstick. Could use a boomstick right about now.
All right, as soon as everyone steps in, the door locks behind you.
All right, Trix rolls his shoulders and just one more dance. And
he's all right.
Unnerved but prepared.
Okay, as its immediate action, this guy is going to ram everybody. Everybody must make a dexterity save throw.
Oh boy.
11.
14.
15.
Hold up.
Oh,
17.
Okay, that's going to be...
Can I use Indomitable and try and... No, wait, no, I'm going to hold in case you do something nasty. Never mind.
Okay. This is already pretty nasty.
I know, I'm hoping there's something worse.
Yeah, so that's going to be 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Plus... Another 25, no correction, 15 points of fire damage.
Oof, half for me would be 12, 13, 12?
Half for 15.
Because of the fire damage. So that would be seven.
Okay.
So 15 and seven. All right. And this movement does not provoke an attack of opportunity as it drives. Everyone was in its path. Two of you were able to dive out of the way, and the other two got pummeled by this car.
Oh.
And now you both are knocked prone. And they just hear it laughing.
I really, really hate him a lot.
I don't know if it'd have any effect, but as he goes past us, unless we're starting initiative, could I go ahead and cast darkness on him?
You can try.
Can I do Hellish Rebuke?
No.
Does that count or not? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, he'll try.
Yeah.
I think it's just an auto.
Is it?
You gotta pick a space.
His head.
All right. Can you describe it for me?
A magical darkness spreads from a point you choose within range to fill a 15-foot radius sphere for the duration. A creature within the darkness can't see through this darkness. The point you choose is on an object you are holding or one that isn't being worn or carried. The darkness emanates from that object and moves with it.
Okay, so is that an object, but a creature is not a then target?
Can I put it on the vehicle then?
There you go. Yes, yes you can.
Nice.
All right. So what does he have to do to save, or is it just instant?
Just instant.
Okay. And how big is the...
15-foot radius.
So as he's laughing maniacally, all of a sudden it goes, oh, shit! And it runs right into the wall.
Nice.
All right. So with a home field advantage, Old Gus rolls a natural 20.
Nice. I mean, not for us, but...
Yeah. So it immediately hovers above the car and is just really pissed off at this point because he just wrecked his freaking ride.
Perfect.
Get out and walk, fat ass.
And with that, it shoots three of the following magical eye rays at random. Let's see. Oh, so it looks like I got to roll 3d10 to see what happens to y'all. Here we go. So the first one, y'all get hit with a telekinetic ray. Let's see, it's kind of ticked off at Demakos for damaging his ride. So roll a DC 16 strength saving throw.
24. Oops, 22.
Okay, so with that, you are now restrained. You won the strength saving throw, so you're not moved, because that's what he was going to do, but you are now restrained.
Okay.
And let's see, number... Onasha, shrapnel ray. It fires a blast of metal shrapnels at you, and you have to make a DC 16 dexterity save throw.
Can I use a reaction right now?
You have to roll dexterity save.
Okay.
Can I use a reaction?
It's not attacking you yet.
Okay.
Oh, fuck me. That's a 5.
Oh, can't do much with a 5, bud. All right, you're going to take 88 damage.
Oh!
I'm taking how much? 88.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Told you you gotta break some fingernails.
Mm, dude, I was gonna try and give you some temp HP, but I didn't want to matter at that point.
Oh, god dang.
Am I out of D8s? Holy cow. Oh, no, there it is. Okay.
Yeah, God forbid.
I don't want to disappoint anybody.
Oh, that's great. No, that's not good. That sound wasn't great.
Wow. Those are very high. I mean, they could be 3s, but y'all don't know that, so. Total of 32 points of metallic piercing damage.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Hey, level 10, baby.
Yeah.
And lastly, okay, now Trix, you need to make a constitution save throw.
All right.
DC 16.
Nat 20, baby.
Oh, so this guy splashes out a whole thing of sludge in your direction, but with your nimbleness, you've seen this action quite a bit before, especially given your first encounter in this butt. And you dodge out of the way of the 46 poison damage that you were about to receive.
I just say, not today, friend, and just kind of leap away. Yeah, I'm going to take a picture of this and I'm going to post it on Twitter for you. Don't die to acid damage.
A question that I got to ask mainly because it's Brent on the other end.
Hi.
Brent and I are prone, correct?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm prone.
Under normal circumstances, yes, but you know, we play more for story on this network.
Woo! That's what I like to hear. Hell yeah.
I just had to throw that out there because it was Brent.
Yeah. That's very kind of you.
Hey, just keeping it real. I can respect that.
Oh, I love
throw
it.
Throw him under the bus.
So I'll say this. You know, y'all have done plenty of 8-count bodybuilders, air raids, all that stuff, and you just pops right back up. Out of the way.
Nice.
Something that only the military can understand.
Mm-hmm. Whew.
And so now you're no longer prone.
Excellent.
All right. That is it for his turn. First up is Demakos.
Yeah, Demakos would, if he's able to, get close enough. I don't know how and he can't move. Is he close enough to shoot that at him?
Yeah.
All right. And if someone could remind me of the dice for that one.
For the flame?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Where is it? You use up 3 pints, and you can do 66 fire damage. If you want to use more pints of the oil, it'll be 1d6 per pint after that.
And we have a total of 6.
You have a total of 6. So you need 3 for the 66.
Okay, I'll go ahead and just use the 3.
Okay.
Roll to hit.
Roll to hit. Now I guess that'll be a dexterity attack, right?
Natural 20.
Hey! What's up, dude? 2 DMs coming in hot.
So, let's see. Normally, we would do double damage.
40 damage.
God, dope. All right.
And he'll stand up, but he's still restrained. So, that's the rest of his turn.
Okay. Y'all ever been to a crawfish boil, by any chance?
No.
Nope.
No, but I'm excited to learn about it.
Okay, so what they do, they take crawfish, and they take, like, all these other ingredients, and they throw them into these massively huge oil drums, and they put that all under a fire. Now, right before it's actually edible, it reeks of, like, this just disgusting sewagey type of water. And that's when you begin to smell, like something's cooking.
Oh, brother, that's disgusting. Oh, my God.
Oh, it makes me hungry.
Oh, you have problems. Oh,
I'm an orc.
You have, okay, fair enough. And I'm just like.
With that, it is now Anasha's turn.
Well, after that last hit, I was going to try it. Before that last hit, I was going to try and reason with it. But
I think so. Reason with it now. I mean, seriously.
No. I'm
okay. All right, go for it.
And so I am going to cast. Oh, I have so many options.
Well, we only have a little bit left to record, dude. Come on, pick one.
I know. Okay, very well. So to go with the darkness that took him out of the vehicle, I'm going to go with a completely different darkness of my own as I use the Hunger of Hadar.
Ooh, yeah. Oh.
All right, for the target audience, let us know. What does it do?
You open a gateway to the dark between the stars, a region infested with unknown horrors. A 20-foot radius sphere of blackness and bitter cold appears, centered on a point with range and lasting for the duration. This void is filled with a cacophony of soft whispers and slurping noises that can be heard up to 30 feet away. No light, magical or otherwise, can illuminate the area, and creatures fully within the area are blinded. The void creates a warp in the fabric of space.
Hey, is he breaking up or is it just
yep
no, he's breaking up.
He's breaking up.
Well, too bad. You know what, in that case, old Gus is going to go ahead and cause a reaction and cast an anti-magic cone with its
central eye.
It's a 150 foot cone, dispelling that attempt. And then he turns around and looks at his car. So now darkness has been dispelled from the car as well. Jake, you there?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, bud.
This sounds cool and all, but...
Freaking beholders, man.
And let's see. Next up is going to be Trix.
Hey, you boys here. So the area is not dark, so I can see if I go and run up and want to maybe, I don't know, shave off a couple of those extra eye stalks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to go ahead and remove a few of those. I'm a little pissed off. Also in love with my chainsaw now. I've named it Bessie, and I think we're going to get married.
Yes! Can I be the maid of honor?
Absolutely. I would have no other. That's a 16 plus strength weapon, right? So that gives me 7 on top of that. So 16. Oh, no, it doesn't. Excuse me. 16, 78, 19 to hit.
That barely hits, brother.
Holy shit. Okay, well then, we're going to start that first attack here and 46 him. that could have been a little better. 14 points of slashing damage.
All right.
Okay, and I'm going to go for it a second time. Yeah, 18 plus 3. So 21. Is that math?
That maths, and that hits.
Awesome. Okay, second one. That's better. Okay, 11. 18 points of slashing damage.
God, dog.
As I rev my chainsaw and shave off a few souvenirs. I look towards my brother and I'm like, all right, come on. We need to get this over with. This is not fun. And just hopefully, maybe I'll take an eye stock home and I'll put it in the bouquet.
Roll me a 1d10.
All right, 1d10, roger that. Un momento. I want to get my special dice. Here we go. Up 4.
You take 2 eye stocks.
Sweet. That's my girl, Bessie. That's my girl.
All right.
Provide.
CD, you are up.
Alrighty. Flame or chainsaw? Flame.
Ooh,
or
chainsaw? Flame.
Flame on.
Well, I'll see. Wait. I will give you the opportunity to say both.
What?
Again, you have been a slave to the lumberjack business, so you're able to handle a two-handed weapon such as this with a single hand.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, so she preps for a moment, gets her body loosened up, hoists the spray gun in her right arm, and then wraps the Morning Star's staff around her left arm to where it's ballasted against her forearm.
Oh shit, here we go.
And she's like, it's time to kick ass and chew bubblegum. I'm all out of gum.
And she spits out some tobacco that was stuck in her teeth, and then she revs the chainsaw, chainsaw instead of the Morningstar. Sorry, she bows to Nia. And then she just goes right in, starts spraying the fire all over, and then drags down the chainsaw in a swooping, and then back in a slash. And that covers my extra attack.
That sounds amazing. Now you have to roll for it.
Okay, here we go. Rolled a 16, and that's plus strength, right?
Yep.
So 19.
That hits.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somewhat cumbersome, but still made some damage. So we're doing fire damage, right?
Y'all heard the alarm. Time's up. No more playing.
Okay.
That's it. Good
totally
job,
kidding.
Team.
Totally kidding. Yes, go ahead. Roll it.
Okay, which die am I rolling? Die 10?
For the fire damage?
Yeah.
The armor damage, that is what, 66.
Six, die six.
Okay. That's a d6 six times, if you only have one.
One plus five, six, plus three, nine, plus one, 10, plus one, 11, plus three, 14.
And your other weapon?
And that's one die 10, or?
For the chainsaw?
Yeah.
4d6, if you 4d6. Use the chainsaw.
Yes.
4d6.
This is messy.
6 plus 1, 7, 3, 10, plus 4, 14.
God dog.
Yeah.
It's a bloodbath. It's beautiful.
My adoration for CD Vane only increases.
This is why they call her the Vane Crusher.
Oh, about to be a ball buster with this guy. And with that, y'all ever been to a...
I've been to a Gwar concert. I've been to three.
So what's the most rankiest, funkiest smell you can think of, Kitty?
Newport, Oregon.
Great, now set it on fire, and that's what you smell.
Oh, goodness.
And it really stings the nostrils.
Yeah. It did before, but now for sure.
Trix is cheering, but at the same time he's like cheering and dry heaving. Get him! He's doing a lot of that. Yep.
So while this is going on, CD has the chainsaw revving, and it's just slicing on in there as the flame is cooking it. And she's actually catching some of that meat from
For CD, what she's doing, because she absolutely adores this, so her mouth's just open and she's like flailing her tongue, just like,
she's going. You need to go to church.
Just whatever falls in her mouth is what's sustaining her right now, because she's still on HP, so she kind of needs to buck up a little bit.
So speaking of a choir concert.
Yeah, no, totally. Odorous Urungris, rest in peace.
Roll me 2d4, please.
2d4?
Yeah.
1 plus 1, 2.
That's how much hit points you get back from eating
Dang,
a bit of the older beef.
Guys, this is my lunch. You can't bother me. I'm just going to keep working on it.
Oh, my God. At that point, I fail my constitution save, but I do throw up.
An automatic one.
Yeah, that's he's had it.
All right.
Tackles, you want to get in on this?
Oh, God.
Just warm your way in.
You're doing great.
Okay. And yeah, old Gus is not liking this one bit. And old Gus decides to get the hell out of there. He hovers back towards his car. And I don't know how he's able to do this, but he's like dragging himself going back as he's hovering back to his vehicle. And gets in the car, cranks it on, puts it in reverse, and tries to ram through everybody once again as it's departing. So everybody, once again, roll me a dexterity save.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to use luck because I got a 2. So I'm going to use my luck feat and I'm going to reroll.
Perfect.
Oh, please don't let me waste this. Okay, well, it still sucks, but it's better than 2. So 13.
13?
18.
Mm-hmm. 14 for CD Vane.
Anasha, what'd you get?
16.
16. Okay, now everybody roll just a flat-out attack. A chainsaw attack for the three of you, and then Anasha, do you have any offensive spell that you can cast? Like Eldritch Blast or something?
I could go a little fancy and do Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Going for it.
Are you saying a flat roll or a regular attack roll?
Chainsaw. Regular attack roll.
Okay.
17 for Trix.
26 for Demacos.
Jesus Christ!
CD, what'd you get?
I rolled a 15.
15. And Onasha, you said Hideous Laughter?
Yeah. So that's 3d6 psychic damage, and that is going to be a 13.
Okay. So here's what y'all are seeing. Old Gus, he loves his ride. He loves his ride so much, he doesn't want any of y'all to have it, and he just wants to give everybody his little stamp of approval before he leaves. Doing so, Demacos, you're able to leap up. Onasha, you're able to leap to the left as you're casting the Hideous Laughter. Just whoosh, and something hits old Gus. He hasn't had a good laugh in a while, and this is the funniest thing he's ever experienced, him being so close to death. And you see the sharp teeth of his maw just open up, and out comes this diabolical, most sick and twisted swamp people redneck guffaw of as it starts feeling a twisted. Trix and CD, both of you have had enough of this doo-doo and do not move. Even though you're able to, you do not move out of the way as you keep your chainsaws revved up to max capacity. And old Gus drives directly to you. And both of you, with your chainsaws, are able to just slice right on through the car and just hold it out in front of you with your test of strength there.
Yes.
And you just start shredding it, like, insanely just sickening with blood, spit, and ass, sparks, and metal flying all on either side of you. Demacos, you're hacking straight through his eye socket, just that upper half of his body.
Perfect.
And the whole time, that piece then flies off. Again, more blood, spit, and ass of old Gus all over you. And just like in true Guar concert form, there's everything everywhere all over the place. And the whole time, that jaw just keeps moving. Even after he's dead, it continues to just like chuckle and laugh and move, even though it's not making any noise. Y'all just kill old Gus.
That is awesome. I want you to know, in my head, I was hoping I could be like, maybe he'll let me saw that car in half. Maybe I could do something. That is cool. Like, I wanted to ask for it, and then you brought it to me. God damn it, that was cool. Ah, that's great.
And congratulations. Y'all dispose of good old Gus. You go back to report to the authorities, and they say thank you and move you on your way.
Awesome.
Yay.
How much HP did everybody walk away with? I want to know. I got 75 left.
49 for CD Vane.
Nice.
She needs a vacation for a moment before she goes back into her next battle and attempts death.
I got 21.
Oh, I was wondering how low you were, man. You got slapped, and I was like, he's got to be looking rough.
Demacos has 51.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. I was wondering, too. I was like, well, I'll just bring the hammer, see what happens. And then, lo and behold, Onasha gets the bigger hit. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I heard it was a D8 you said. I was like, I'm going to walk, just pray for this young man. And that's going to be bad. Or young woman. I'm sorry, your character's a female, but either way.
Either way.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so thank you guys for hanging out and playing along for a bit.
Yeah.
That was super fun. I had a great time. That was great. That was a ton of fun. And thank all of you guys for letting us come stop by and jump in the middle of your game and cause some chaos. That was wonderful.
Deliciously fun.
Yeah, it's like I always say on the show, man. Every time a DM gets to play as a PC, a D20 gets his wings.
Dude, there you go. That's great. That was fantastic.
Alrighty, thanks again. And thank you. Yeah, we'll definitely have to have you guys better. But you need to talk to Rory. He's rather loudly obnoxious. He doesn't know when to shut up.
I know. It's unreal. Try to do a podcast with the guy. You can't get a word in edgewise. It's unreal. He's just eating, dude.
Thank you guys so much. Have a good
one. Thank you, guys. You have a good day.
Bye, guys.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Until next time.
Okay, so Alex is out because he's being all responsible and painting his home, apparently.
Bullshit.
That's what I say.
Hey, what a tool.
Does it really take him that long to paint something?
I know, right?
I mean, really shouldn't.
You know, especially considering that he was in the Navy. I was in the military, too. It didn't take me all fucking day to paint the side of a ship.
I know, right? It's horseshit. BMs, what are they doing with their lives? Nothing, I'll tell you that much.
Nothing.
That's cool. We're all. Oh, yeah. How many here are Navy dudes? Is that three of us? I was in the Navy, so that's three at that point, or would be three, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was in the Navy. Alex just retired from the Navy. And then and then also Lenny is in the Navy.
Well, it's nice. Good to know where I stand, then.
Yeah, quiet, Marine. We don't want to talk to you.
Ex-army right here.
Hey, there we go. Nice.
This is what veterans do on their days off.
Hell yeah. That's the good feels. All right. Good deal, man. Good deal.
Yeah, it's surprising to know exactly how many of us are out there now in the D&D community. It's hysterical.
Yeah, it's wild, dude. It's absolutely nuts.
It is. It really is.
I mean, what else are you going to do on your downtime in the barracks?
Shine my shoes.
I mean, yeah.
Everything's done.
Shine my shoes.
I'm not going to play Call of Duty.
Is it ever done?
Yeah, exactly.
In the Navy.
Well, I guess for my friends who were in the Army stationed in Korea or in the Afghanistan area, they talked about just hanging around outside doing fuck all and playing Call of Duty on Xbox. And it's like, you could have been D&Ding.
And I gotta admit, I didn't join D&D until after my military service, so I'll tell you that right now. I missed the fucking boat, but now I wish I would have been all about that, because holy shit, that would have made, like, downtimes way more fun to write up campaigns and do all that stuff as compared to, you know, considering putting your head through a steel bulkhead, just calling it good.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I mean, what else are you gonna do other than get cabin fever?